The Royal British Legion Industries is celebrating its centenary this month. And joining me now is Steve Sherry, who's Chief Executive of Royal British Legion Industries. Hello, Steve.
Hi, hello there.
Now, it's a big year for you this year.
Yeah, we're the charity Royal British Legion Industries, or RBLI, is 100 years old this year, and we celebrated it on the 8th of September, and we've been here in Kent and across the country delivering sort of independence to disabled veterans over that time.
How did RBLI get its start then?
Well, after the Great War, founded in 1919 to support sick and wounded veterans, and the majority that we helped in those days were the troops who had come back who had tuberculosis. There was no known cure for them in those days. And so what developed here was the industries. We were first called Industrial Settlement to give employment, but also on a stately home on the village here was a hospital was formed. And so it was a long recovery, quite often sitting out in the fresh air and then gradually getting back into activities. And so over that period of 100 years, we've helped veterans from all different conflicts with all sorts of disabilities regain their independence.
How difficult is it for a veteran to adjust after conditions like that and those experiences?
First point is that most veterans, the vast majority, 90% plus, have a great transition, get on with their lives. And although they will have that sense of loss of losing a very tight-knit community, they've got plenty of life skills and qualifications to move on very well. But for the small percentage who don't have a good transition or get knocked sideways somewhere else some other time later in their life, they often fall quite hard. And it's that difficulty then of not being around a network of friends, not necessarily being close to family. They may have settled somewhere else when they've come out of the service. That all add to the challenges. If you add to that mental health or physical health conditions or both, then it's quite a challenge for them. And it's for those who've got the greatest difficulties that RBLI focuses.
So how do you actually support them then?
Well, the village if we look at the village, first of all, here in Alresford in Kent, it has a mix of accommodation. So we've got about 100 family housing units. We've got care facilities for assisted living and also nursing care. We have emergency accommodation for people who may come to us directly homeless. So there's a whole range of accommodation from which that community we can provide healthcare, welfare and sort of rehabilitation, and importantly, and probably it comes in our title, doesn't it, industries, we have a social enterprise. And that social enterprise employs over 100 people, 60% of them have some kind of disability. And through that employment, maybe voluntary at first and part-time and then moving on to full-time, they're enables them to regain their full independence and move on, hopefully flying off from the village and moving on with their lives somewhere else in the country.
I was quite interested to learn that you actually support non-veterans as well.
Yes, it's. I'd like to say it was probably a strategic decision, but I suspect it came about part of thinking how best to do this, but also as the needs of the armed forces went up and down over the years, you know, sort of quite often conflict related. There were vacancies in our industries, and that was therefore filled by people from the wider community who had some form of disability or challenge or mental health condition. And I think that's proved to be a really effective solution for us, because I think different experiences, different backgrounds, this diversity really encourages and motivates veterans and people, non-veterans, to work more closely together. And of course, it's a good step for veterans to be moving towards civilian and commercial employment in that environment. So we're really pleased with that. And I think it actually works in our favour.
You're basically trying to be almost like a stepping stone back into civilian life.
Yes, exactly that. And we have two different models. We have here in BBMC, where we've got a commercial organisation. It's a social enterprise, so its purpose is about giving employment to people who are disadvantaged or disabled. But in order to do that, it needs to be commercial on its toes. It needs to be sharp, so it needs to produce things on time, to the right price and to the right quality. And for example, we provide about £2.5 million worth of road and rail signs. So we provide all the trackside signage for Network Rail. And if you drive along a motorway, a lot of the big gantry signs giving directions would have been produced by veterans and other people with disabilities here in Aylesford. So that has a mix of employment and part-time employment. Our new enterprise, which we just opened in Scotland, just on the outskirts of Glasgow, Scotland's bravest manufacturing company, is doing very similar, very commercial, but a different model. There we've gone more for an employment program, where individuals come in, some volunteers, but those who come on in paid employment are on an 18-month contract. So even at the first interview joining us, we're talking about what they'd like to move on to afterwards. And so we're measuring how these two different models work and using the good parts of both to keep ourselves up to speed with the best practice.
Because you can't just keep everything as is, can you? It's a developing world, so you have to develop with it.
Yes, there's a number of things we need to develop. One is sort of the product offer, and that's always a challenge, getting the right products that people buy and give the right sort of spread of work for our people in the social enterprises. But secondly, in terms of how we're developing them and helping them to achieve their own independence. So we're not about mollycoddling people. We're not about giving people just an activity. It's about them coming in, facing the real commercial realities that they would find in employment anywhere else, but doing it in an environment that encourages them to develop and move forward. And of course, people change. If you're a sort of a 65-year-old veteran on the village here, or you could be a 21-year-old, different skills and backgrounds, experience, and different aspirations for the future. But also job opportunities are changing all the time outside. So it's a really exciting place to work, and the managers here love it, but it's challenging balancing those needs.
And where do you see yourselves going over the next 100 years then?
Well, that's a really good question. And I was briefing our AGM just the other day, and I was sort of telling them I'd be moving into the realms of fantasy when I was trying to predict where we'd be going in the next 100 years. So we remain on that piece of fiction. Where we see ourselves, we've got a very exciting strategy called Improving Lives Every Day. We're in the fifth, it's a 10-year strategic plan. We're in the fifth year of it. And that's to give us a foundation for the next 100 years. So parts of that, the key elements, one is to get this wonderful village that we have down in Kent really up to modern days and future-proofed. And we've got a £22 million project to do that. It's got a range of care, apartments, family housing, and also a community centre with training rooms in, so that's good. The social enterprises, Scotland's our first step away from Kent, and that's going extremely well. And the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, MSP, opened that this June. And that's, I think, a real peg in the ground of the modern commercial environment, but with a training program right the way through it. And I think that will then feed back to Britain's bravest manufacturing company down in Kent, where we'll see a modernization of that factory and products going forward. And the third element, I think, is we have a program called LifeWorks that we deliver right across the UK for veterans. So our teams from here go out, and it's a program, but it centers on a 1 week course in most of the major cities in the country. So in Scotland, it's generally done in Stirling to cover across, but we also do it in Glasgow. We do it in Newcastle, Manchester, Hull, every significant city. And it picks up veterans who have been long-term unemployed, and it starts to give them good assessment. It allows them how to affect change in their lives and moves on. It has a great success rate at the moment. It's got about 80% back into employment within 12 months, which sort of beats all known government programs for that sort of group. So developing on that. So I think it is trying to get judge what's needed in the next 10, 15 years each time, and then make ourselves modern and fit for purpose. That needs a lot of support. It needs you know, people to motivate us with morale and ideas and collaboration and also funding, obviously.
Well, it certainly sounds as if you're making a big difference to a lot of people's lives. Steve Sherry, Chief Executive of Royal British Legion Industries, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you very much indeed.